I don't know why I'm doing this video. I guess it's just for the handful of smart, intelligent, enlightened, wise people out there that are lovers and seekers of truth that, you know, are just trying to pull a few loose ends together. And perhaps for other people that are totally lost that are trying to wake up, and then all of a sudden they see a big old golden nugget of truth just drop right on their lap because of the internet and because of BitChute and Rumble and Odyssey and Brighteon and YouTube, and because of thebigvirushoax.com. It seems that the majority of videos I'm seeing are people with tremendous credentials, really lofty positions, you know, former executives of Pfizer, PhDs, molecular biologists, who are all speaking out against the COVID vaccine while simultaneously mentioning the word virus like more than is even necessary for the nature of conversation they're having, as if it's strategically intended. Get out there and just talk about viruses for us. You know, I did a video of a few weeks back, and I just want to repeat the gist of that video. The only reason anybody would ever take any vaccine is because of the concept of viruses, period. Vaccines exist because of the idea, the false concept of invisible enemies. Teeny tiny microscopic, you can't even see them unless you use a scanning electron microscope. Invasive, infectious, contagious microbes. So without breaking down the whole ridiculousness of that, which I've done in many other videos, the main point here is that when I see all these videos that everybody is pushing out there, you know, and getting all these tens of thousands of likes and views with people like Tenpenny and this, I don't remember his name. I got an email today, Fred something, who he was talking to the city council in Barbados or something. But, you know, with his PhD in molecular biology, et cetera, et cetera. But yet, you know, talking about really downplaying, you know, the COVID vaccine. And actually, he called COVID and the COVID vaccine a bioweapon, which he's correct. That's exactly what it is. But yet he constantly mentions viruses. And because of the viruses and because of SARS and because of, you know, the spike proteins, you know, they used the viruses to make the bioweapon. They created viruses to make a bioweapon. So they keep using the word virus to describe a bioweapon. And the reason they're doing that, all of them, Tenpenny, this guy, Mercola probably, I've seen some of his videos, but I'm pretty sure that he does the same kind of thing. Just all of them, you know, Scamovitz, Judy Scamovitz, all of them push this concept of viruses. It's as if they are paid by the pharmaceutical industry, you know, with their instructions being, look, man, we are behind the eight ball here. This COVID pandemic ain't going for us the way we thought. The COVID vaccine isn't as successful as we thought it was going to be. It's been blown wide open. So we need you to get out there and talk about how COVID is a bioweapon, and this COVID vaccine is dangerous. And in other words, we give you full open, you know, carte blanche, go for it. No holds barred liberty to just speak against COVID and the COVID vaccine and call it all bioweapons. But while you're doing it, keep talking about viruses and SARS and keep the notion in people's minds that viruses exist, because we can't lose that. Because if we lose that, we lose our entire industry. So it's like, let's forfeit this effort with COVID and COVID vaccine in order to salvage what we can with the whole concept of viruses for all the other vaccines that we make billions of dollars on. So in order to salvage their great deception of viruses, which is the basis for all other vaccines, their big one being the flu vaccine, with all their BS advertising about the flu season, when the flu isn't because of a virus, it's a simple detoxification process of the body. So they need the concept of viruses to remain fertile and active in the minds of the masses. They need it to keep their industry alive. So they're basically throwing this COVID scheme under the bus. They're abandoning it. And they're putting out their messengers with their lofty positions and degrees and PhDs and microbiology and virology to go out and speak against it while still talking about SARS and COVID and how they're creating viruses in the lab. Keep it in people's minds that viruses exist. There are no viruses. There's no such thing as a virus, period. There's no such thing as a virus. There are no viruses. How many ways can I say it? There is no such thing as viruses. Viruses do not exist. There is no virus. There are no viruses. There are no invasive, infectious, contagious, microbial creatures or entities. There are no spike proteins, which are said to come from a virus. Therefore, there's no spike proteins because there are no viruses. The word virus and the word spike proteins has been being used very strategically as a cover story for the bioweapons that they have created in laboratories that they are strategically using to take out the old and the weak and the vulnerable and the sick and the vulnerable, because they are in the process of a depopulation campaign. So it's all backfiring on them, and they don't want to lose their industry. And their industry is built upon the concept of viruses. So Tenpenny, I just wish I could remember all their names. You know, I can't remember their names. Peter McCullough, Sherry Tenpenny, Judy Skamovitz, Judy Mikovits Skamovitz. She's the biggest fraud. She speaks out of both sides of her mouth all the time, and that's because she's trying to cover her own ass, because she was involved with Anthony Fauci back in the 80s with the AIDS fraud, the AIDS hoax. And she knows that when all this shit comes out, she's going to be associated with that she was part of the fraud. So she's trying to cover her ass by acting like she's Mrs. Good Lady going out speaking against the COVID vaccine. But yet she's still out there promoting viruses when there are no viruses. And I've invited her onto the BigVirusHoax.com. She has declined to come on the BigVirusHoax.com. She's afraid to come on the... She would not dare come on to the BigVirusHoax.com with Mike Singer and Brian Root. She literally fears us. She's afraid of us more than anybody else, more than Dr. Tom Cowan, more than Dr. Andrew Kaufman. Would we tear her apart and expose her? So, because we're the ones that have long known, Brian has long known, and I've been Brian's cohort for the last year and a half, creating the BigVirusHoax.com for no other reason than to let people know that there are no such things as viruses, period. They don't exist. And we're just putting all the great information from all these other great doctors that are just now coming around to that reality. Dr. Kaufman, he wasn't 2 years ago saying there was no such things as viruses. He was talking about viruses. But as this plandemic, scamdemic hoax carried on and he realized, wait, something's not right here, he himself looked into it and started realizing, wait, something's not right. And he started looking at the data and he realized, wait a minute, there's no viruses ever been isolated. And he got with Dr. Tom Cowan, you know, who himself, you know, had his own journey that was expanded as a result of this plandemic, scamdemic hoax, where Dr. Tom Cowan and Dr. Andrew Kaufman have become like, I mean, the tip of the spear of the great medical minds that have the degrees and have been doctors their whole life, who, having teamed up and put their minds together and doing all the ongoing research that they've done together, are the best resources from a medical mind perspective. But you don't even need that, because Brian isn't a medical doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. It didn't take me long at all to look into it and realize how foolish it is, the whole concept. That's why we've even presented questions to Dr. Andrew Kaufman and Dr. Tom Cowan that have yet to be, you know, addressed. Although Dr. Tom Cowan, and I love those guys, he did ask me to submit my questions to him. I did. And after submitting my questions to him, I've seen him kind of discussing things very similar to the questions I asked in his own dialogue. I mean, I don't want to make the inference that he kind of took my ideas about it and started using it for himself, but he certainly never got back with me after I gave him my questions about what do you mean? What do you mean by isolated? You keep saying, oh, they have isolated the virus. Well, what do you mean isolated? What do you mean they've isolated? Are you talking about the pictures? Are you talking about the fact that they've isolated an image? Oh, there it is. You can see it in an image, so therefore it's isolated. There it is. Because they damn sure have never isolated it in terms of having some magic pair of tweezers where they've picked them all apart and set them in a little barrel, a little cup, a little dish, and said, here's all of our viruses. That's never been done. And there's no way for them to even do that. And I've addressed that in various other videos. So what Brian and I set out to do was not only create thebigvirushoax.com so people would have a great place to go to see all the great information and resources that have come forth, not only from Dr. Tom Cowan and Dr. Andrew Kaufman with their own growth and insights that have developed over the last year and a half, but Tom Barnett, who even had a foreknowledge to them on the reality that there are no viruses as invasive, infectious, contagious creatures. Dr. Amanda Vollmer in Canada, Dr. Tom Barnett down in Australia. The fact that Dr. T.C. Fry wrote the book, The Great AIDS Hoax, back in the 1980s, blowing the lid off of the AIDS hoax and the whole scam of how they were endeavoring to use this concept of a virus to create an illusionary, fictitious AIDS pandemic, which was also a plandemic, which also backfired on them, didn't go according to their models or anything. The fact that that book was written in the 80s at least shows that there were minds even back then that knew that there's no such things as viruses. Brian, my sidekick, has known that ever since then. I only discovered it a year and a half ago, but I poured my mind 150% into it, looking at every single possible angle, not just in terms of, you know, the medical data and the studies, you know, from the medical doctors who say there's no viruses and the books and the literature that's out there, but just using my own God-given intellect and common sense. Hi. Brian and I had some great conversations last summer where we were just, you know, even challenging Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, who was speaking out of both sides of his mouth. He was saying there was viruses. He was saying the body has billions of viruses. And we put a challenge out to them. What do you mean there's viruses, Dr. Shiva? You need to explain yourself, because I don't want to get into it all right now, but the way that he was describing it was nonsensical. He was literally speaking out of both sides of his mouth. And he never got back with us on our challenge of, what do you mean viruses? What do you mean billions of viruses in the body? How do you know? How do you see them? How do you separate them? How do you isolate them? How do you take something that you can only see? See, here's where Brian and I at thebigvirushoax.com have taken the whole thing. It's not just about, oh, the COVID virus is bad, but there's a SARS and there's, you know, coronaviruses out there. It's been with us for years. That's what they all say. you know, the Tenpennies and the, you know, the Peter McCulloughs and the Judy Scamovitz and this Fred guy, I forgot his last name, down in Barbados, and I believe even Marcola, you know, oh yeah, the coronavirus has been with us for years. There's never been a coronavirus. There is no coronavirus. There's no such thing as a virus, period. Let's see if I can pause this for a second here. All right, my wife needs to use the phone, so I tried to pause it, but I can't let her use it. I'm going to make the, wrap up this video here real quick. So the point being that this website, thebigvirushoax.com, it was created to let people know the reality that there's no such things as viruses, period. They don't exist. There is no coronavirus. There is no virus of any sort. There is no spike protein. Dr. Tom Cowan points that out very well. He makes astute observations that, wait a minute, they're claiming that they're getting a piece of a virus, and that's the spike protein. See, this is where Brian and I are taking it to the fullest level, is not just getting people to say that the coronavirus is a scamdemic, and that the COVID vaccine is dangerous or harmful, or even a bioweapon. But that there's no viruses, period. And the way we know that is not just because of the great minds that have studied it, like, you know, the several I've mentioned already that for years have been saying that there are no viruses. You know, again, Tom Barnett down in Australia, Amanda Vollmer in Canada, Tim O'Shea, Tom Cowan, Dr. Kaufman, Dr. T.C. Fry, Stefan Lanka. There are others. I've been given other names of doctors that say there's no such things as viruses at all. But the fact that all these videos that are going out there getting all the traffic are of these big shot, highfalutin, lofty, you know, credentials, individuals that are still sporting the idea that there are viruses, it's because the industry right now, they're not just in trouble because the coronavirus pandemic is backfiring on them and the COVID vaccine is backfiring on them. They're in trouble now because more and more and more people are catching on to the reality that, wait, there aren't even viruses. And if there's no viruses, their entire industry is gone. That's the point. That's why whenever I see any video, if you see any video where any scientist or doctor, no matter how lofty their credentials is, saying the word virus or spike protein as they're trying to explain something, as if viruses and spike proteins exist, you'll know that they're either completely uninformed themselves and they're spreading misinformation unwittingly, or they're paid shills. They're paid by the pharmaceutical industry to talk down upon COVID because it's backfiring on them. So talk bad about this COVID vaccine so we can salvage the rest of the industry. That's what's going on. All right? So we're working it, man. We're working it.